Hello, you're listening to Got Clutter, Get Organized. I am your host, Janet M. Taylor, and I want to say hello if you're a regular listener, and welcome if you're listening for the very first time. I hope you're having a great week. In this episode, I will be joined by Kristen Ziegler, office organizing expert, and she's going to share with us how we can spring clean our office. And of course, I will be sharing my product suggestion, app suggestion, repurpose suggestion, and book suggestion for this week. My question for this week for you is, what do you need to toss in your home office? Just one thing. Is it that printer that hasn't worked in years that you need to recycle? Or maybe those cartridges that are in the back that you keep saying that you're going to take them and have them recycled as well? So just one thing. And before I read the bio and then share the interview for our guest today, I wanted to just share with you a definition of minimalism. At the end of the day, modern minimalism is a practice of awareness and intention regarding your belongings, time, and energy. Some people mistakenly try to use the word in the same way you would for minimalist design, which would be characterized by extreme scarcity. But it's a different principle. You can't characterize a lifestyle in the same way you would inanimate objects. And I'm excited to be sharing with you Kristen Ziegler. She's a home and office organizing expert with a bachelor's of architect from Virginia Tech, with over 15 years of combined experience in the organization and design fields. She is able to deliver spaces that are both functional and beautiful. She views minimalism as a holistic approach to life, not an aesthetic, and applies her philosophy at every scale. Kristen has been a member of the National Association of Productivity and Organizing Professionals, NAPO, since 2009, and often volunteers as a guest critic for VCU Arts Department of Interior Design. And now, sit back and listen to my interview with Kristen Ziegler. Well, hello, listeners. I am always excited to bring to you another podcast, and especially when I am talking to a fellow organizing expert, not only a fellow organizing expert, but we were both featured in the Apartment Therapy Professional Organizers Behind the Scenes Tour, House Tours. That was a mouthful, wasn't it? So today I have Kristen Ziegler. And today we're going to talk about, you know, just about offices and how we can minimalize things. But before we get started on all those strategies, Kristen, what made you decide to get started?
Well, actually, I used to be an architect. I studied at Virginia Tech and graduated in 2006, moved to Richmond, where I still live. And then the housing market crashed in 2008. And so I was one of the new hires, only a couple years of experience under my belt as an architect, so I got laid off. And a friend told me that organizing was a career that I could explore because I'd always been passionate about it. And I think my design background led me to wanting a space that was very ordered and simple and thoughtful. So I went to a NAPO meeting and was hired immediately by another organizer. And then with her blessing in about a year and a half, in October 2010, I started my own company.
Wow. That is awesome. Congratulations.
Yes. Thanks. Yeah. So this October will be 10 years.
Wow. So yeah, with the new season, the spring season, what are some of the reasons, and we're talking about the office, because I know you work with people in your homes and offices, but offices in particular, and what are some of the reasons why they just have a lot of stuff going on in their office space?
I think a lot of times people don't have a good home. Are we talking like home office or just
home office? Home office.
Home office, yeah. I think a lot of times people don't have a good system for handling paperwork. And so that is one of the biggest challenges that we see in a home office is there's just paper everywhere and it's spilling out inside of the rest of the home in the kitchen and the living room and the dining room. And so a lot of times creating a system and teaching people how to actually deal with paperwork can solve that problem.
So what are a few strategies that people can use? And I know one of the things you focus on too is minimalism. So how can we incorporate that into our home office space as we move forward in the spring season?
Yeah, so I think minimalism is about just thoroughly looking through everything you own, category by category, and just from an organization perspective, and really paring down to the essentials. Not, you know, living a bare, sparse life where you don't have what you need, but only having what you need so that you can focus on the task at hand and not be distracted. You know, and minimalism and organization aren't really the same, but the approach that we use with our clients is first to minimize, then to organize, because organizing is a lot easier when you get rid of the stuff you don't need. So for an office, for instance, you might empty out all of your drawers and closets, sort into piles of maybe writing implements, stationery, electronics, etc., and then see your full collection, gather elsewhere in the home if you have the same categories, and make some, you know, rigorous choices. Take a hard look at what you have and be bold and get rid of what you don't need. Donate it to a school, to Goodwill. And then it's just going to be a much more pleasant work environment when you're not overwhelmed with supplies or whatever the case. And with paperwork, we recommend kind of just consolidating it and dealing with the actual stuff in the office first. So once you have that clean slate, then dive into paperwork. And paperwork's really not as hard as people think. You can either toss it, act on it, or file it. And so when I break that down for people, it's less overwhelming. It's like, okay, let's pick up each paper, figure it out. And most people are keeping a lot of information they don't need, both paper and digital, because they have a just-in-case mentality. So my philosophy is, if you cannot think of a time when you're going to need it, let it go, because odds are you can find that information again. If it's not for taxes or another legal purpose, don't hold on to it just in case, because then you're never going to be able to find the stuff that you do actually need.
And I love it when you said minimize and organize, because it makes it doable. Mm-hmm. It's not as overwhelming. So that mm-hmm. is a great tip and a great strategy, listeners. So make sure you write that down. Minimize and then organize. So
yes, a lot of people try to organize first and go out and buy containers and filing supplies, but really you need to part ways with the stuff that you don't need first.
And that is so true. So Kristen, in all that you do with clients and of course in your personal life, how do you maintain order? I mean, I love following you on Instagram, but just share how you do it, because I know you've got, in addition to, you know, you and you also have a pet too. So how do you just maintain order at home?
So I think it's all about setting boundaries. I've already done, I was never like buried in clutter, but I was not as pared down as I am now, maybe 10 years ago. It's definitely been a process. But I think managing my time is really important, because if you don't make the time to keep up with the flow of stuff in and out of your home, then it'll just get backlogged. So I have Monday and Tuesday are my work from home days, and my organizing team is out working with clients. And then Wednesday through Friday, I will sometimes work with clients, sometimes have my team do it. But I make sure I have plenty of time to deal with the influx of information and paperwork that comes in for the business, and so that I can meet deadlines and just stay on top of things. Boomerang for Gmail is my lifesaver for running my email management. So listeners, look into that app. And then I also have a completely digital office, so I don't have a file cabinet. And that took a while to set up, but again, I started by downsizing my paperwork to only the essentials and then scanned it all into Google Drive. And so I throw away or recycle or shred most of the paperwork that comes into my life at this point, but there are still some important things I need to keep. So once a week, I have a pile that I've created inside of my office supply cabinet, and I take out my little portable scanner and I just scan it and upload it once a week and then recycle or shred the original copies. And I would say that's pretty much how I deal with my office, just making the time to do it, having routines and really good systems in place. And the bunny, she can be distracting, my pet, but I just, you know, make sure her cage is clean, make sure she gets plenty of playtime. She's actually behaving right now. I was worried she was going to be making noise, but she's being good.
And I just like the way you said you have gone completely digital. I mean, because that's something a lot of people, they feel a little bit uncomfortable with. But, I mean, it's a great way because, you know, as you know, when you are living in a small space, you don't have room for all this file cabinets, all this paperwork, et cetera. So that's another tip.
Well, and it's also, exactly, and it's also so easy to find information because it's searchable. So if you can't remember or you're rushing to find something, you search it just like the internet. Of course, it's private and secure and you're the only one who can see it, but it's also, that's just so fast to be able to retrieve the information. And you can also share stuff. Like, I got my corporate taxes information to my accountant ahead of schedule, just emailed it to him, PDFs, super easy. As far as like my team of organizers, because it's not just me in my business, I'm able to share certain documents on Google Drive with them so that we can have access to the same information so they don't have to keep a paper copy, and it updates in real time. And it's just definitely the way of the time we live in. And it's so easy. And if I travel, I have access to my entire file system. So there's so many benefits going digital, but definitely declutter your paper first and then go digital.
And that is a wonderful way to just end this conversation. This has been a very great, it's full of wisdom and things that people can implement in their own lives.
Yeah.
And they're simple, they're easy, it's not overwhelming, and it's something that we all have to do at some point. So how can listeners connect with you and get in contact with you?
So there's my website, minimaonline.com. And as far as social media, I'm most active on Instagram. So that's Instagram. It's minima_organizing.
And of course, listeners, as you know, I will have a direct link to our guest website
the
show page. So Kristen, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure.
So are you ready to roll up your sleeves and tackle that home office? I hope you are. So now I wanted to just transition into Taylor's tip time and just some other ways you can spring clean your office and just how you can really tackle that space. Number one, you need to set time aside to actually work on the project. So whether you want to do it after hours, you want to do it on a weekend, or maybe sometime in during the week, schedule that time. Make sure you put it on your calendar. And also, you want to get rid of anything you no longer need. And that could be, like I mentioned earlier, it could be that printer that you need to recycle, cartridges you need to recycle. Maybe it's time to get a new desk, a functional desk, or maybe it's time to really think about scanning all of the documents that you need to keep and then get rid of everything that you want. And then once you do that, you start going through the purging process, then you want to organize and create systems. And again, maybe you want to start going paperless, which would be great because then you'll discover how you can have more space and have more control and find things the first time you look. You want to purge weekly. So things that are coming in the office, you want to decide, do I need it? You want to let it go. And number five, at the end of your work day, and especially your work week, you want to clear that space so when you come in, you can be more strategic on all the different projects you have to work on in your home office. So that is my Taylor's tip time for this week. And of course, if you have been working on getting organized and feel that you need someone to guide you from start to finish by providing you with details needed to clear the clutter and get organized, let's talk so I can share how I can help you get back on track and be more organized with my virtual sessions. And, you know, go to my website, click that orange button, and have a free 15-minute session with me to see if you would benefit from working with me. And of course, during that 15-minute session, I will give you a strategy on how to tackle the clutter and get organized in your life. So go to my website and click that orange button. Of course, I want to thank you for following me on social media, for your likes, your retweets, and of course, continue to subscribe to my YouTube channel. And of course, you can check out my Pinterest board, which has a lot of visuals, and there's a work office board. So you can get some workspace, I should say work office, but workspace board, where you can get some visuals and some tips. And there's also a board on how to organize your papers as well. So check out those in regards to just getting your home office organized. Well, of course, tomorrow is Toss It Tuesday. And this week on Toss It Tuesday, I want you to eliminate the clutter in your desk drawers. Let's tackle those desk drawers. And I'm talking about that middle drawer where sometimes you put the pens, the papers, the paper clips, the receipts, the loose change, all that stuff. Let's clear out the clutter in that space. My app suggestion for this week, because we're talking about spring cleaning in your office, but have you ever tried, check out Let Go? Because maybe you have a desk lamp, maybe you have a desk, maybe you have a chair. That's a great way to let things go, but also earn a little income for your new purchase. My product suggestion for this week, specifically for the office, is magazine boxes. They are great for, I have all of my paper, my envelopes. I even have a box for my notepads, notebooks. So those are great, and you can just put them on the shelves and everything looks nice, but they're also accessible. Check out my Pinterest page, and I have a board, Repurpose the Office, on how you can repurpose things in the office. My book selection for this week is The Minimalist Lifestyle 101. Declutter your life, save money, and reduce stress with the Minimalism Blueprint. Again, The Minimalist Lifestyle 101. Declutter your life, save money, and reduce stress with the Minimalism Blueprint. Enjoy your favorite things every day by only owning your favorite thing. Again, enjoy your favorite things every day by owning your favorite things. Well, I've got an upcoming workshop coming up at Closet and Storage Concepts. So, you know, it'll be in the month of April, so 2020. So make sure you continue to listen to find out details. And in future episodes, I will have a link so you can register. I'm excited. I hope you are too. So I want to thank you for listening. Be sure to share this podcast with your family, your friends, and on your social media network. And be sure to visit my website at janetmtaylor.com. Until next time, have a clutter-free day.
Organization is the quintessential element to a clutter-free life. Join me as we take this journey together. Along the way, we will find the necessary answers to solve your organizing dilemma. My name is Janet M. Taylor, and you are tuned in to Got Clutter, Get Organized.